Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and I'm going to give you my hopefully brief take on the Cancer full moon arriving January 17th, which is Monday, at 6:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we finally have a planet that's out of the draconic bowl formed by all the planets being between the nodal axis, all on one side of the zodiac. So that's the Cancer moon. For the bowl to get, you know, displaced in a way and disappear from our view, we have to wait for Mercury and the Sun and Venus and Mars to get beyond the nodal point of what will be a north node in Taurus just a day after the Cancer full moon. A lot of things are coming in right at that point. Also, the planet Uranus will go direct. Both of those things, the Uranus direct and the nodal shift, will be covered in different podcasts. So, for the Cancer full moon, the planet on the other side is the moon in Cancer, which makes it kind of a pretty strong focus. And a moon in Cancer is in the mode of having the instinctive feelings of being emotionally secure, nesting, having a home, being safe, focused on family, and all those good things like food, clothing, and shelter. And mothering, nurturing, all of that. And this polarity, as always, with the Capricorn Sun, and that is a place of having the conscious self wanting to express with some achievement and status and recognition in the outer world. So it's completely opposite to the cozy at home and everybody safe and well feelings of Cancer. And it's actually a pretty good polarity for us to be looking at right now, because a lot is going on with the issue of safety and emotional safety, but also physical safety and the effects on the outer world issues for us all. We're not in a lockdown, so that's the good news. China's going completely over the edge in some people's minds, trying to go to zero COVID. But, that takes a toll in many ways. So one of the things we're looking at with this particular polarity is that the Sun is with Pluto and Juno. Venus has retrograded in Capricorn away from the proximity to Pluto. She'll be back, but also the Sun. So she is in Capricorn still in her journey of going and picking up the pieces of self-worth that the consensus mind has put away also for centuries, maybe thousands of years. So that process is going on, and the Sun-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn is looking for major changes in the outer world. And with Juno conjunct, they're looking also for the rights of women and issues of marriage. So the concept of the divine feminine is also in this polarity, very much so, because Venus's journey is happening. We can never really isolate one specific thing from everything else that's going on. And the normal Sun-Moon polarity would be just an issue of, you know, so the feminine versus the masculine, but not in this case. Not with Juno here and Venus in Capricorn, and its will, the authorities, whether they're female or male now in the government, we have plenty of female energy in the government. We could use more, of course. Don't get me wrong. That is where we're going to see whether or not the feminine is going to be supported or left behind, or the issues of security are going to be supported or left behind. There's so much going on. Also, Neptune is conjunct Pallas Athena, the asteroid. Exact conjunction, 21 Pisces. They are involved in trine to the moon and sextile to the sun and Pluto. So they are about getting the spiritual warrior, wisdom warrior aspect in gear to make those changes that are necessary to even the playing field. And this can be not just in the outer world, but this can be happening in your own life. And a lot of people have been posting different ways the message is coming in about relationships that are toxic and getting rid of them. Not like getting rid of them in the sense of murder, you know, even though I do watch a lot of detective stories. But in the sense of, this isn't right for me and it's time for me to leave, you know. It's also a very absolutely terrific time with Mercury retrograde by the time of this lunation to go and get rid of actual things in your house or, you know, clothes you'll never wear again, things you'll never listen to again or read again, even libraries might, you know, and if it's not the regular library, there can be places that are seeking used books, and you can pass this stuff along so someone else can have it, you know, loosening the grip. So, but meanwhile, Mars, as a righteous warrior of beliefs and sometimes truth, is square Neptune and Pallas. So we have to be careful if we unleash the anger energy, because we may be unleashing that out of fear and also misinformation. Wouldn't that be strange? Not really, unfortunately. The planet Ceres is in Taurus. She's a dwarf planet. And she is trine, exactly 27 degrees, the sun in Capricorn, and sextile, the moon in Cancer. So she is definitely looking for how we can be secure and provide in terms of work and in terms of financial stability and food stability. Things are getting strange in the markets now because we've got all these congested experiences in transport. You know, and that's Mars in Sagittarius also with the Neptune square. Is it just the pandemic or are there other things that are affecting the holdup of goods coming through? And what about that Bitcoin, hey? Well, I have to tell you, with Saturn in Aquarius and Mercury retrograde, you know, this is the tip of an iceberg. And also one of the icebergs is the strike it rich iceberg, where many have floundered in the past and will continue to do so. And Jupiter in Pisces, as we mentioned when I spoke about Jupiter in Pisces, this is a planet that can really bring wonderful creative and super spiritual and amazingly connected ideals and ideas and compassion and generosity. However, it can also build a pretty big rainbow bubble of wow. You know. So, I mean, I have been seeing a lot of people talk about this and what is going to happen if they do put all finance into electronic form, and you've got those people out there, those Piscean, which can also be the hidden enemy, by the way, that you can't find elusive. It's sometimes the sign of a spy, but, you know, we do have those hackers out there with their magic ransomware routines. So there are things for us to consider about our security now and about what's going on in the public consensus. So it isn't as though this is a completely unimportant lunation. It is our first full moon of 2022. So it sets a kind of a tone here. And Saturn has had the last of the exact Uranus squares, but it's still an orb. And Mercury is also square Uranus right now. So the thinking about the future and the changes in currency and all of that is definitely in this chart. And right now, Jupiter is sextile. Jupiter in Pisces is sextile the Uranus in Taurus, which would be change or electronic coin, stuff like that. It could also be, how about making things a little more equitable for people who don't have, you know? We could try that. This is what the positive Jupiter in Pisces would be trying to achieve, yeah? So, a lot going on, the very last full moon or any kind of moon with our south node in Sag, north node in Gemini, which was trying to teach us to get a lot of information before forming a tremendous belief that we are going to hold on for dear life to. You know, this is it. You get to have your last gasp of, you know what, I need to take a look at this a little more closely. You know, bring in the magnifying lens of the mind and go back over, as it's retrograde right now, getting more of the intuitive energy with that retrograde internalized mind, Aquarius being the intuitive sign. And once again, Mercury conjunct Saturn can be pessimistic, but also Saturn's been trying to teach us about that energy of the mind. So, I mean, I think the biggest differentiation between having positive vision and being off the wall with your fantasy mind is just that. Is your positive vision in alignment with reality, you know, or something that is is something you're in alignment with, you know, then we can go for that positive vision, but we have to be aware of the potential for being, you know, getting lost in the fantasy of Jupiter and Pisces, the rapture of the deep, where we can easily drown. So there you have it. That's my take on it. And as I said, I'll be back with a podcast on the nodes shifting to south node Scorpio, north node Taurus, and also probably in the weekly astrology forecast for that week. I will be speaking about the direct motion of Uranus in Taurus, which I believe also happened at a nodal shift at one point in time. So there's change, and these nodes are really asking for change. So be open and best of luck with it. And I'll say goodbye for now.